So what's up? You know, people suck. Like, that's the best thing that I can say. That's not true. The best thing I can say is I love you. Which I do. And I know, okay, this is gonna sound really weird. I don't know you. I don't know who you are. To be completely honest, I've been investigating to try and figure out who you are just because, like, you said you were MSA and I like to investigate things and I like having information and that's who I am. Anyways, yeah, people suck, man. And I think, I'm sorry for all the noises, people suck outside of my apartment. I have seen and been through so much shitty stuff, and I've known so many people who have been through so much shitty stuff. And I don't know what you have been through at all. But people not being near you, not talking with you, not interacting with you, or showing friendship or anything like that. Like, it's really fucking painful. It sucks. People say, like, there's that thing, better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. I disagree 100%. And I think that analogy, well, okay, so the reason why I disagree is because if you've never loved, like, love, to be loved and to love is a truly amazing thing that is so unique each time through everyone, and it's wonderful. But when you've had it and then there's a lack of it, fucking children outside my window, I apologize. I want to beat them, don't get me wrong. But when you've had love and it gets taken away, it's like when someone or something is like holding their hand on you and it's there for a long time, like a cat or whatever, and then they move it and then just that space is cold. And it's, I don't want to say you feel empty. But it's missing. And you long for that feeling back. You long for that warmth. And it hurts. So I just realized all the shit that I'm saying is like really fucking sad. But the point of it is that people leaving and people not being around you and not having that human interaction is, it's a different type of pain, and it's, to be completely almost contradictory, but not really, because I believe both of these things. I believe 100% in the bottom of my cold, broken, fucked up heart that everything's gonna be okay. And I know that's super cliche and people say it, and you're like, oh, everything's gonna be okay. Pat, pat, pat. It's just like, fuck you. Fuck off. You don't know anything. Fuck. Just fuck. Just fuck in the general direction of you people. But seriously, legit, everything's gonna be all right. Because you, my friend, are a human being. And human beings deal with some pretty tough shit. And like all the crap that we go through so much nonsense. And we keep going and we figure shit out. And like you can have an idea of where you want to be a week from now. Like me, I quote, I want to go to the gym. And honestly, I do. Like, I want to go to the gym because I miss how it makes me feel. I miss feeling strong because I'll see guys like busting weights and I just,
I want to be that. I want to get there. Like, I want to be a gym rat and do the fist bump and, like, bro, and all that shit. I want to do it really bad. And I don't. It's an expectation, but also not at the same time. So even though that's what I want, maybe a month from now, when in my brain I said a week, I will actually go to the gym and I won't talk to anybody. I'll spend 10, 15 minutes on the treadmill walking because I have shitty knees. I'll go and I'll lift weights and it won't be crazy. I think the last time I benched, I was a little bit under 100. And so now I'm just going to be a fucking weak child and maybe do fucking half of that shit. But so even though it's different from what I wanted and it's different from what I want to expect, I'm still at the gym. I'm still doing something to better myself. People have ideas where they're like, oh, I'm going to be a big boss person like me. Fuck. Which I am going to be a big boss person. But people have these ideas in their brain that they're going to do something great or they're going to fucking hike Everest and like almost die and see all the dead bodies and all that shit. Which is really fucking cool. Like, it's really cool. It's cool, because it's Everest and they freeze. It's something to strive for, but if you look at it realistically, that's a lot of money and a lot of time, and like, who fucking has that shit? Like, I don't. I barely have enough time to do fucking laundry every week. And so, like, maybe you take a weekend and you go hike a mountain that's like near you and like totally fucking free and you're not gonna die. Like Colorado, we have 14ers. Like, it's a thing to go hike 14ers. Like, I have a few friends and they do it and it's really cool. And you know what? I don't think I'm ever gonna hike a 14er. And I want to, but I'm gonna be okay if I don't. So I'm very long-winded and I apologize. But anyways, people moving away or leaving you alone or not talking to you, I wouldn't take it personally. And I say that, once again, I don't know who you are. I don't really give a fuck who you are. Like, I kind of do, but I kind of don't at the same time. I think that as a person, as a human being, we're always going to keep moving forward for the most part. Somehow, like, we're gonna find some way to survive, because that's what we fucking do. Like, freaking willpower and shit, like Green Lantern and everything, we'll find some way to survive, which is a very really cool, awesome trait to have. But at the same time, so that meaning you should keep doing stuff, you should keep breathing and eating and going to the bathroom and, like, watching porn or whatever the fuck you do. Which is fine, and that's great, because that makes you who you are. Don't think that what and who you are is why people are around you less. Because entirely possible that's not true. Like, the reason why I have less friends is because a lot of them moved away. And, like, I have a shit ton of acquaintances. Like, dear God, do I know so many people. I don't know most of their names. But I don't have that many friends. I used to have a lot of friends, but they moved away. We stopped talking. Like, I have a group of people who used to be friends, and I had to be in a physical closeness of proximity to them. We had to be able to hang out to be friends. And that sounds really kind of fucked up, but that was just the relationship that we had. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm not mad at them. I don't think they're mad at me. Although they could be, and I wouldn't know because they don't say anything, but whatever. But, like, the friendship just ended. And that's just what it was. So maybe something like that happened. On the other hand, I think as people, although we have some pretty cool aspects, we are all inherently flawed in our many, many ways. Like the whole surviving bit, we'll survive. But like me, I'm not... I'm doing what I want to do, but I'm not doing what I want to do. I want to be a fucking mom, man. I want a kid. Like, I want a little thing that I can take care of. Not that I don't already take care of a whole bunch of things. But I want to take care of, like, a small me person. And I want to, like, affect them and give them knowledge and try to have them not have as a fucked up childhood as I have. And I want to be a better parent than my parents. But I know that even though I think that I'm going to be a good mom, which I've had many people tell me, I know there's some shit that I have to work on before I can get to that point. I need to be more understanding. I need to be just, there's a whole bunch of list of stuff. Like, I have to work on myself, and my husband has to work on himself because he's inherently flawed. Everyone is. So... everything's gonna be okay because reasons. Okay, so A, everything is gonna be okay because Harley said so and she's always fucking right, so just fucking deal with it. B, you're a person and that's pretty cool, so you should like live that up and stuff. C, you have the ability to improve yourself, and some people don't have that ability because they don't realize that they're flawed. And I don't know if you're flawed, I don't know if you think you're flawed, but if you do think you're flawed, or if you know you're flawed, or you want to investigate if you're flawed, you have the ability to work on those things, which sounds really shitty that I'm telling you to fix yourself, even though I'm not telling you to fix yourself. You work on yourself how you want to work on yourself. The important part is that you have the ability to do that, and that is power, and that is fucking awesome, by the way, because the people who don't realize that they're shitty people. Oh, okay, so my neighbors have a dog, and the dog gets really excited when they get home, so if you can hear the feet, that's what it is. Anyways, you have the ability to work on yourself, and that's amazing. C, D, something, boobs, I don't know. Like, you're gonna be a human, and you should just keep doing that, and you should, it's just gonna be okay, right? So, yeah, I'm all over Discord. I'm on Discord, so if you ever wanna bother me and be like, hey, you give really fucking shitty advice, you piece of shit person thing, and I'll be like, you know, that's probably true, but also probably not true. What's the problem, fam? Maybe person, I don't know. I'm there to talk with you if you want. Like, I work a lot, but I'm generally kind of on my phone anyways while I'm at work, which is bad, but one of my many flaws, because I'm attached to my phone. I love my fucking phone, and it's terrible, and I hate it, but it is what it is. So, yeah. So, there you go. Everything's gonna be okay. I'm sure you're fine. The fact that you're worrying about all this and that you're asking this tells me stuff. And that stuff tells me that you're okay. So, yeah. Fucking almost 15 minutes later. Jesus, Harley. So anyways, everything's gonna be alright. Like, cliche as fuck, but it's true. Because we deal with our shit somehow, one way or another. Okay. Bye. Oh, and last thing, I love you. Like, I don't know you, I don't know who the fuck you are, I don't give a fuck who you are. I am open with love, and I know you're gonna disbelieve me, and people who listen to this are gonna fucking disbelieve me. They're gonna be like, fuck, Harley can't do that. I can do fucking whatever I want, so shut the fuck up. The way that I look at it is that when you're driving, or if someone... like, fucking internet trolls, and they just piss you off, and it's so easy. Like, seriously, one fucking sentence, and you're like, fucking flames of rage. I try to be the opposite of that. In the opposite direction, I mean. Like, even if someone pisses me off, even the shittiest people, even the people who I'm almost completely ambivalent to, I kind of still care about them somehow, because they've affected me as a person. They've done something to me, and it's taken me a really long time to just kind of accept myself for who I am. And I'm a developing human being. Like, I change drastically. Like, I am fucking ridiculous sometimes, and it scares me. And I'm really annoying sometimes. And that's okay. And, like, my coworker yesterday was like, don't take this the wrong way, but you are one of the craziest people I've ever met. But, like, in a good way. And, like, part of me was offended, but then I was like, you know, he feels honest enough and comfortable enough to tell me that I'm being ridiculous. And he's smiling, and I appreciate that. Like, yeah, I was kind of being ridiculous because I was laughing hysterically. Like, fucking hysterically. Like, I looked like an insane person. Even though most of them seem quite normal. Anyways, I love people. Like, I love the person who fucking flipped me off last week because I used my turn signal and didn't turn right on a no turn on red. I fucking love the next door neighbors who create delicious smelling food but don't talk to me. So I'm just gonna have to sit fucking every day and like suffer and smell their food and be like, oh, I want the food, but I don't speak their language, but I want the food. Kind of a thing. Like, I can care about the little things and also not care and all the things. So I love you. I love you because you reached out. I love you because you feel emotion, you feel pain, you feel sadness, you need this. And I really hope that this has helped somehow. Because I care. And let's look at it this way. So I'm a little bit conceited, sort of. But usually I'm right anyways. I'm long-winded. And I needed to go to bed, like, a half an hour ago. So this is almost 18, probably going to stretch to, like, 19 minutes of time that's just for you. Like, I'm going to put it on the Soundgasm thing for, like, the peoples. But it's for you. I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to the person who asked for it, and there's nothing wrong for you asking for it. Like, that's 100% okay. It's good that you took a step and you're like, hey, I need this. A lot of people don't do that. So I'm praising you. I was going to be a counselor, by the way, and it's possibly a good thing that I didn't do that, because would I ever shut up? I don't know. So yeah, you're going to be all right, and I love you, and fuck yeah, humans rock. Sometimes, most of the time. You rock. We'll just stay with that. Okay. Love you, bye.